Is similar but begins a little bit higher like this. Boker Tov, good morning, good afternoon. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov, mishkanotecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. Like palm groves that stretch out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the divine, like cedars beside the water, their boughs drip with moisture. V'zaro b'mayim rabim, and their seed, or their roots, are abundant with water. So this usage of mayim, of water, is rich in the first part of this blessing that Bilam gives the children of Israel in the Parsha, Balak. In the story, he's asked by King Balak to curse, and he ends up blessing and blessing and blessing. And of course, we have the Matovu in our liturgy. And then comes this rich metaphor of water. So water is an interesting substance on the physical level, because on one hand, we're made mostly of water, and we need water for nourishment. But on the other hand, water is the stuff that is mostly responsible for carrying away what we don't want, right? We use water to wash our bodies, and we use water to purify internally. And we know that if we want to detox, if we need to get rid of poisons inside, then we also need to make sure that we drink water. So on the level of consciousness, when we have experiences that pollute our inner world, that cause distress or cause a negative outlook, it can be easy to get drawn into the illusion that that negativity is always there. I know when people get in a bad mood, very often, if you're not careful, you can look back on the times that were good also as bad, from the perspective of the bad mood, right? So one of the main functions of meditation is learning to identify with our awareness that's behind our experience. And in a sense, Bilam demonstrates in a symbolic way what's possible when we do that. Balak kind of represents that negative tendency to curse, tendency to pronounce, to project negativity outside ourselves. But he needs Bilam's help to do it. Bilam somehow represents the power to do that. But Bilam keeps saying, well, I can't do anything that's not the divine will. It's not me doing it. It's what the divine wants. So how does that relate experientially? Well, in a very real way, when we put ourselves in alignment with the divine, which in the sense of the practice of presence and meditation simply means being fully with whatever is actually present. That means being fully with that Balak impulse toward negativity, then miraculously there's this positivity, there's this bracha that arises out of it, even though we're in the presence of negativity. And so that power of consciousness to be the space within which bracha and all of its manifestations, gratitude, joy, peace, and so on, that space can be represented by mayim, by water. It's like, we're kind of like a sponge. You know, when you have a sponge, you can wipe up the schmutz, right? But the sponge
shouldn't stay schmutzy. You rinse it under the water and you let it fill up also, and then you squeeze it out and let it fill up and squeeze out and so on. And then the whatever the unwanted stuff is will eventually come out of it, right? Our being is kind of like that. Like we can't help in our experiences to absorb the energy of what's going on. But at the same time, we have this other resource, this water that can fill the sponge and get squeezed out and fill and squeeze, and we get cleansed. But we have to be in touch with that inner mayim, so to speak. And that mayim, as I'm using that word as a metaphor, is the awareness. The sponge is, it's mentioned in Pirkei Avot almost as a negative thing. It says there's four types of students: the sponge, the funnel, the sieve, and the strainer. And the sponge is the one who just absorbs everything without discernment. And it's saying that's not so good. You have to discern what you absorb. But if we use the metaphor in a different way, we are actually like sponges. But the good part of the sponge is we can get clean. The danger is, if we don't have enough consciousness, that the sponge dries out with all the schmutz in it. That's not good. Then it's like dead, right? It doesn't even absorb new stuff, because in order for the sponge to absorb, it actually has to be a little bit wet. So in the same sense, we have to keep ourselves wet. Don't worry about the schmutz, because you will get cleansed. Don't identify with it. Don't cling to it. With enough mayim, which is also mayim can be consciousness, but in the practical sense of practice, it can also be Torah itself, like what we're doing right now, contemplation. It can also be prayer. Let my heart pour out prayers like water, says one of the Psalms. So this metaphor of water is used for this inner purification process. In the Haftorah for Balak this week, it has this wonderful ending. And it gives us a hint. It gives us another hint, or a little bit of a formula of how to bring ourselves back to consciousness, to access the inner water and get soaked. Higid lecha adam matov. That people have been told, it has been told to you, what is good. You already know what is good. What is goodness? Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. What does the divine require of you? Ki'im asot mishpat, to do justice, ve'ahavat chesed, to love kindness, or we could even translate it to love. You could say it that way too. V'hatzneya lechet im Elohecha, and to go with, to be tzniut means like, here it translates it as modesty. It could be kind of humility or modesty. And to walk with the divine that way. Now, we can understand these in a very kind of straight ahead ethical way, to do justice and to be kind and so on. But we can also understand it in an inner sense. To do mishpat, to do justice, has this connotation of being fair. You know, not as it says in Pirkei Avot, favoring, not taking sides. So in the sense of meditation, when we do our meditation, the idea is to be fully, to not take sides as to what comes up in our experience. To be fully there with whatever arises, positive, negative, disturbing, peaceful. The point is not the experience, the point is the awareness being, staying with the experience. So that's the mishpat. And then ahavat chesed, to love chesed, to love loving kindness, means that we're not doing it mechanically. We're not just trying to control our minds to be with the present moment, but we're doing it with heart, from a place of heart. It even uses the word that we use in our
in our practice. It says, "He gid lecha adam matov." There's that word lecha, for you. What is good? The goodness, we know it already because it's inherent. It's inherent in our being to simply be benevolent, to be with this moment in a benevolent way, to give our awareness as a gift. And then finally, v'hatsnea lechet im Elohecha, to walk with the divine with humility. We can use this to understand that whatever it is that is in front of us, whatever it is that is within us, that we understand that it's coming from the same divine well, that it's all part of the Achdut of Hashem. We're looking behind, we're not just looking at the surface of things, but we're understanding the underlying miracle of existence. Shaviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, to know that, to know the miracle in everything, and to bring ourselves back to it again and again. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov, mishkanotecha Yisrael. It's interesting that it talks about Yaakov and Yisrael, the same person, but it uses both. Why does it use both? Well, one way to understand is that Yaakov is the before and Yisrael is the after. So in our own practice, we can be at a point where we don't get much juice out of it. We don't feel like we're wet yet. We're like a dry sponge. We want to get saturated with that divine juiciness, whatever we want to call it. You know it when you feel it. Mayim is one of the metaphors for it. But we can practice. You can come to meditation. You can come to minyan. You can daven. You can learn. And I'm not sure if it's coming. I'm not sure if I get it yet. But at a certain point, you have a sense of that ladder from earth to heaven. The angels going up and down the ladder, meaning that through our connection with the earth, through our connection with our sensory awareness, very simple sensory awareness, the breathing, the body in the chair, the sense of the space around us, connecting awareness to what's actually present so that we're not running off into thoughts so much, which is what the mind normally tends to do without awareness training, that through our connection with the earth, that there's in a sense a ladder that leads to Shemayim. There's a sense of spaciousness, of peace, of ourself as Shemayim. And that the Aretz and the Shemayim always go together in that paradoxical sense. We may think if we want Shemayim that we're going to think about all kinds of far out things. But no, let go of the far out things. Come to, it's like Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, the founder of Chabad Hasidism, asked his grandson, what does he use to pray? And the grandson repeated quoted a verse from one of the Psalms. I think it was the verse that said, all creatures prostrate themselves before you. It was a very grand verse, as many Psalm verses are. And he says, but Zadie, what do you use to pray? And he says, I use the bench and the floor. Such a wonderful little anecdote. I don't know that everybody gets what he's saying there. He uses the bench and the floor. What do you mean? Well, because when we come into connection, we bring our awareness right to where we are, to the present moment, to the bench, to the floor, to the breathing. Shemayim opens up. But it might take some time. So you might be in the Yaakov, and then at some point you move into Yisrael. Sarita im ha-Elohim, connecting with divinity directly. And so it says, O halecha Yaakov, your tents. Yaakov in the tent, studying, learning, practicing. Sometimes we just have to set aside the time and we're just doing the practice. But ultimately, mishkanotecha, that the divine presence is ever present in everything that we're doing. We bring it out of the practice, out of the meditation, out of the prayer, into everything that we're doing. That lightness is there.
from the Ohel of Yaakov to the Mishkan of Yisrael, which is the same as Shekhinah. So as we chant the words, this is a little bit of a modified version of that prayer, just to make it a little more simple. Simple words. So it's going to say, Ma tovu, how good, O halecha, are your tents. And when we say that, you might want to try letting your awareness sit more intensely in your body. O halecha, let your body be the tent. And then when we say, Ma tovu, Mishkanotecha, your dwelling places, let your awareness shift to the outside. So this is a simple but powerful exercise of letting awareness shift from the space in your body to the space outside. Of course, it's all one space, but by shifting back and forth, we start to get a sense of the connecting between the two. So it doesn't say Yaakov and Yisrael, just going to say O Halecha and Mishkanotecha, like this. Ma tovu, O Halecha. So we'll try that awareness in the body. Ma tovu, O Halecha. The next piece. Ma tovu, Mishkanotecha. Try it together in awareness, expanding outward like light into the room. Ma tovu, Mishkanotecha. So as we sing, see if we can alternate awareness within, without, within, without. Ohel, Mishkan. Ma tovu, O Halecha. Ma tovu, Mishkanotecha. Ma tovu, O Oh, Halecha, Ma.
into meditation, bringing right hand to the heart. Ahavat chesed, evoking loving kindness from the heart to offer awareness as a form of mishpat, mishpat, with full fairness, giving attention to listen to everything that comes, everything that arises, not pushing anything away, through the spirit of loving kindness. With the word lecha, deep breath in. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, feeling awareness down into your organs, filling your inner body like mayim, like water, flowing down through your legs, down to your feet and toes. Water filling your torso, every crevice, every space, coming into your chest, heart and lungs, shoulders and neck. Relaxing and cleansing, flowing down your arms, hands, and fingers. Feeling awareness like water flowing upward, bubbling up like a spring into your face, into your brain. Relaxing excess tension, bringing a little smile to your lips, to reflect ahavat chesed, the loving of kindness. Awareness with the body as an act of kindness, as a being with. Feeling the flow of your breathing. Consciousness being with the sitting and breathing movement of the body, anchored with Naase. Deep breath in. Naase. And bringing right hand to lightly touch your forehead. The water is now like light, shining outward from your body into the room. Awareness of the sounds around you, the space, the beings around you. And noticing that all that we perceive, the sounds, the people, the objects, the space, the floor, the chair, that as all of it arises in consciousness, it is actually in our experience not separate from consciousness. And that the awareness inside and the awareness outside all arises within this one field. And we are this vast open field of consciousness. Vinishma, deep breath in. Venishma. Kissing your fingers, relaxing your hands. Atahu, you are the divine. I'm going to do a little bit differently this week. I've been doing in the masculine and feminine, Atahu and Atya, he. So for simplicity, I'm going to just combine them. So you can chant Atahu is the traditional phrase, or Atyahu combines the divine genders into one phrase. So either way you want to do. Atahu. Returning awareness to the sound of the chant.
Atya.
Chant inward, letting the mind rest in the vibration of the words. We'll come into silence. If you need to adjust your position just to be in a position that feels like you can be relatively still. If you have to silence a cell phone, you can do that. I forgot to say that at the beginning. But we'll sit for about 20 minutes. Closing the meditation, bringing right hand to your heart, being ahavat chesed, giving forth awareness with fairness, indiscriminately, equally to all that arises within our field of awareness, with lecha. Deep breath in.
Lecha.
Hand on the belly, filling the body as if the body were a vessel holding the kiddush wine, filling the body with the sweetness of presence. Naase, deep breath in. Naase.
Bringing right hand to the forehead, aware of the space both within and without the body. Vast, open, borderless space of awareness within which everything is known, and that everything that we perceive is not separate from that awareness. And we are the awareness. Venishma. Breath in.
Venishma.
Kissing fingers, relaxing hands. Ribono shel olam, may it be that as we go forth into the rest of this week of Balak, that we not become like a dry sponge, rigid, but rather we remain moist, flexible, multi-perspectival, seeing things from different points of view, asot mishpat and ahavat chesed, connected with the fundamental kavanah of coming from a place of benevolence, so that we can again and again bring ourselves back to the realization of Shviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, to know the divine behind everything, that we step up to everything that is within. Osei shalom b'mromav hu ya'asei shalom aleinu v'yalko Yisrael v'yalko yoshvei tevel v'yamru amen. A little stretch. Did you want to do so we with the folks online we have a minyan together, so those who would like, so just wait one moment for me to turn around. Anybody online who wants to say Kaddish, who's observing Yahrzeit or is in the first year of mourning, I'll be saying Kaddish as well.
Shush bechata v'nechemata da'amiran v'yama v'yimru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya v'chaim aleinu v'yarko Yisrael v'yimru amen. O se shalom v'yimru amen. O se shalom aleinu v'yarko Yisrael v'yarko yoshvei tevel v'yimru amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and davening tomorrow morning.
8:15. Moshe Bach
has tried to get a minyan for tomorrow morning. And next Tuesday is the last Tuesday here for a couple of weeks, because then I'll be traveling, but I'll still be on the live stream.
Traveling.
All right.